purpose to shift yourself and shift your frequency.
Love, the greatest emotion. James Ray, philosopher, lecturer, author, and creator of Prosperity and Human Potential programs.
This principle applies to your family pet, for instance, which I believe are wonderful because they put you in a great emotional state. When you feel love for your pet, that's a great state of love. It's going to bring goodness into your life. What a gift that is.
It is the combination of thought and love which forms the irresistible force of the law of attraction. Charles Honnell.
There is no greater power in the universe than the power of love. The feeling of love is the highest frequency you can emit. If you could wrap every thought in love, if you could love everything and everyone, your life would be transformed. In fact, some of the great thinkers of the past referred to the law of attraction as the law of love. And if you think about it, you will understand why. If you think unkind thoughts about someone else, you will experience those unkind thoughts manifested. You cannot harm another with your thoughts. You only harm you. If you think thoughts of love, guess who receives the benefits? You. So if your predominant state is love, the law of attraction or the law of love responds with the mightiest force because you are on the highest frequency possible. The greater the love you feel and emit, the greater the power you are harnessing.
The principle which gives the thought the dynamic power to correlate with its object and therefore to master every adverse human experience is the law of attraction, which is another name for love. This is an eternal and fundamental principle inherent in all things, in every system of philosophy, in every religion, and in every science. There's no getting away from the law of love. It is feeling that imparts vitality to thought. Feeling is desire, and desire is love. Thought, impregnated with love, becomes invincible. Charles Honnell.
Marcy Shimoff.
Once you begin to understand and truly master your thoughts and feelings, that's when you see how you create your own reality. That's where your freedom is. That's where all your power is.
Marcy Shimoff shared a wonderful quote from the great Albert Einstein. Einstein said, "The most important question any human being can ask themselves is this a friendly universe?" Knowing the law of attraction, the only answer to give is, yes, the universe is friendly. Why? Because when you answer in this way, by the law of attraction, you must experience that. Albert Einstein posed this powerful question because he knew the secret. He knew by asking the question, it would force us to think and make a choice. He gave us a great opportunity just by posing the question. To take Einstein's intention even further, you can affirm and proclaim, "This is a magnificent universe. The universe is bringing all good things to me. The universe is conspiring for me in all things. The universe is supporting me in everything I do. The universe meets all my needs immediately." Know that this is a friendly universe.
Jack Canfield.
Since I learned the secret and started applying it to my life has truly become magical. I think the kind of life that everybody dreams of, and I live on a day-to-day basis. I live in a $4.5 million mansion. I have a wife to die for. I get to vacation in all the fabulous spots of the world. I've climbed mountains. I've explored. I've been on safaris. And all of this happens and continues to happen because of knowing how to apply the secret.
Bob Proctor.
Life can be absolutely phenomenal, and it should be, and it will be, when you start using the secret.
This is your life. and it's been waiting for you to discover it. Up until now, you may have been thinking that life is hard and a struggle. And so by the law of attraction, you will have experienced life as hard and a struggle. Begin right now to shout to the universe, life is so easy. Life is so good. All good things come to me. There is a truth deep down inside of you that has been waiting for you to discover it. And that truth is this. You deserve all good things life has to offer. You know that inherently because you feel awful when you are experiencing the lack of good things. All good things are your birthright. You are the creator of you, and the law of attraction is your magnificent tool to create whatever you want in your life. Welcome to the magic of life and the magnificence of you.
Secret summaries. The law of attraction is a law of nature. It is as impartial as the law of gravity. Nothing can come into your experience unless you summon it through persistent thoughts. To know what you're thinking, ask yourself how you are feeling. Emotions are valuable tools that instantly tell us what we are thinking. It is impossible to feel bad and at the same time have good thoughts. Your thoughts determine your frequency, and your feelings tell you immediately what frequency you are on. When you feel bad, you are on the frequency of drawing more bad things. When you feel good, you are powerfully attracting more good things to you. Secret shifters, such as pleasant memories, nature, or your favorite music, can change your feelings and shift your frequency in an instant. The feeling of love is the highest frequency you can emit. The greater the love you feel and emit, the greater the power you are harnessing.